Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential. Welcome back, friends. We are now on episode 4 of the Raise Your Standard podcast. I'm Nathan Mansfield, and I am your host. And today is going to be powerful and short and to the point. We're probably going to hit 10 minutes, so get a notepad and a pen and get ready, because this is something that you need to capitalize on your life. It's something that I used to be horrible at, something that I'm still getting better at, but also something that I see in so many people that they need to work on, because it is such a weakness and it honestly drives how we feel about ourselves and our lives. And without even really, I could segue right in from that statement, is that today we're talking about self-confidence. If you do follow me on Instagram, I did post a pretty long rant about this the other day about why people don't have self-confidence and how to build it. But this is going to be just a little bit more in depth, a little bit different, tell a little bit of more of my story and why I didn't used to have self-confidence and how I have so much self-confidence now and what I do. And really, there's going to be a few secrets here that are going to unlock you to have a better life and really just be more vibrant in your day, because that's what's so important, is that if we walk around in life with no self-confidence, if we walk around not really believing in ourselves, how do we expect other people to believe in us? If we don't believe in ourselves, nobody's going to believe in us, and that will affect our family life, our career. Everything we do has such an impactful piece of self-confidence, because we are creatures of conversation. We are creatures of communication, and the vibe that we give off to others has to be confident. And the vibe, more importantly, that we give to ourself has to be confident. Now, a lot of this is rooted from the communication that we have with ourselves. And many times we destroy ourselves internally. This has to do with a number of different things, but a lot of times we just have this expectation of ourselves that we're not meeting. And that is a lot of times derived from, in this society, in 2019, where social media is such an abundant thing, that we are so obsessed with comparing ourselves to other people. And this is where it all starts. This is not the most important thing about building self-confidence, but it's hugely important, and I want to cover it first, because it's something that our society is so obsessed with. And I don't want to blame the individuals, because many times until we are woken up or told something like this or communicated the reason, we don't really understand why it is that we're feeling the way that we are. So let's just knock this out first. In this generation, we have to be cognizant and aware of the way we communicate to ourselves. And that starts with, how are we comparing ourselves to other people? And if we are, we have to learn the pattern to stop. Because what you have to understand is that you're never going to be someone else. You're never going to be anybody but this person that you are right now. So it's more about becoming the best version of you rather than trying to be someone else. And it's so difficult, because what happens is we follow all these influencers on Instagram or on Facebook or on YouTube, and we begin to become so obsessed with them that we want to be like them. And when we want to be like them, we start doing the things that they do. And that's okay if they're successful and they seem like a role model. But what happens is we start comparing our lives to where we are right now to where they're at. You don't know their backstory. You don't know how long it's taken them to get to where they are. You are also never going to be them, so you cannot compare yourself to them. This is the same deal in sports. Many times, if you even talk about or learn about high-profile athletes that win championships, like Tom Brady in the NFL or like any NBA star, any MLB star, the best, and Michael Jordan is a great example here, because he, if you've ever listened to his story and his outlook on why he became so good, is because he never compared himself to anybody else. Because even if you're trying to compare yourself to the best of someone else, you're going to fail in that attempt because, one, you're never going to be them. Two, you're going to be limited because maybe that person that it seems so good to you actually isn't that great. Maybe if you just became the best version of you and you had high standards, extremely high standards for yourself, that person that you would be would even beat them in a competition of whatever sport you're in. So it's so important. You have to look at your daily routines, who you're following. Am I comparing them? This happens a lot in the fitness community. I am guilty of it myself. I follow a couple dudes that are really, really fit on Instagram. And, you know, maybe they got better biceps than me. Maybe they're bigger than me. Maybe they're more shredded than me. And all of a sudden, I start to change my mentality. I start to change what I'm doing because I'm trying to compare myself and be like them. It's okay to have role models, but it's not okay to compare yourself because you will never be that person. And this is the most important thing that we do in order to build self-confidence, because in order to believe in ourselves, we have to compare ourselves to ourselves and nobody else, because you can never build confidence by comparing yourself to other people. So let's get that out of the way and let's move on to the next thing. And this is what I believe is the most important thing in building self-confidence. Many times as we grow up from the age of 15 to 25, 26, we start hitting our mid-20s. If we're lacking confidence, the easy answer is that I just don't believe in myself. But there's some underlying reasons. As we start peeling back the onion, it's not that we don't believe in ourselves. Yes, that's the obvious answer. But why don't we believe in ourselves? And here's the answer for you. The reason you don't believe in yourself is because you don't trust yourself. The reason that you have low self-confidence is because you've likely broken that trust with yourself so many times that now you don't trust yourself. I made this example on my Instagram. Think about this for a moment. If you, let's say, are a boss in an organization, you have some people under you that you manage and lead, and your employee is constantly making excuses. Your employee constantly is promising things that they don't deliver. Your employee is constantly showing up late when they tell you it'll never happen again. How do you think that is going to affect your confidence in that person? You're not going to trust them. You're not going to have confidence in them. And when something important needs to be done, are you going to go to them? Absolutely not. So this is the same thing within ourselves. If we completely and utterly break the trust with ourselves and the things that we promise ourselves we're going to do, we are no longer going to have self-confidence. And it's the number one destroyer. The problem with this is that once we do this once or twice, it's almost like becoming a compulsive liar. When, you know, compulsive liars lie and then they start believing their lie, it's the same thing with lying to ourselves and self-confidence, is that when we tell ourselves we're going to do something. So for instance, let's just take New Year's resolutions into consideration. When we tell ourselves, hey, I'm going to drop 2 pant sizes this year, I'm going to get active in the gym 3 or 4 days a week. But then when that first, second, third week rolls out and we already are off track and derailed, where do you think our self-confidence goes? Now, the problem with this as well is that once we do it once, twice, 3 times, it becomes our norm of ourself. It's our acceptance level that, you know what, I'm going to start my diet on Monday. But the last 50 times I've said that, I haven't done it. It's easy come Monday morning just to say, I'll start next Monday. It's easy once we do this over and over and over. And what do you think happens when we continually lie to ourselves? It's just like dealing with other people. If someone continually lies to you, are you going to trust them? Absolutely not. So once we break that trust with ourselves, it's like any other person, it takes a long time to build that back. And that's why so many people have such low self-confidence. It's why so many people struggle mentally, is because they've broken their freaking promises so many times that now they're at rock bottom and it's a norm. And they're living in this vicious cycle of just constantly hating themselves because they don't do what they say they're going to do. This has a big deal of integrity with oneself. If we don't have integrity, like if the most important thing in this relationship with ourselves is that we have to have the ultimate integrity. We have to have the ability to say we're going to do something, and no matter who's watching, we do it. And this is the reason I say this is because in this generation of social media, many times we'll do things just to portray an image to people that we're doing it. Let's say that we say that we're going to start this new fitness program on Monday, and I put it out there on Instagram. And in order to ensure that people think that I'm doing it, people may go record something just to show people that, hey, look, I have integrity. I told you guys I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do it. Now, the other side piece to this is that social media can help you have accountability. And a lot of times I do this is like, hey, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to put it out to the world. That way I can't fail. I have to show them. But then there's so much fakeness in non-genuine people that actually post this stuff and then don't follow through, or they post a snippet or whatever of a snapshot of them actually doing it for 5 seconds, when in reality, they're not actually doing it. They're just portraying an image to you on social media. And that's what's so fucked up about our society, is that we look at these people who are fucking fake as shit, and it's not actually them, and they're not actually doing what they're saying they're doing. They're just posting it for attention and blah, 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 blah. So we have to have total belief in ourselves. We have to have total integrity with ourselves. And how we get this back, because most of you probably don't have this, and I spent a long time in my life not having the total integrity of myself, is that we have to start making small promises and earn our trust back. It's like a relationship where one spouse potentially cheats on another. The spouse that has been hurt, the spouse that has been cheated on, if they agree to come back into that relationship and try to work it out, the spouse that cheated is going to have to make small promises and keep them. And that's the only way that the spouse who is cheated on is going to be able to earn that trust back in that person, is to get to, for them to build the reputation and just show that, hey, you know, I screwed up, but I'm here to make this right. And I'm here to live out my promises. And it's going to take you just going and making small promises about things. Maybe it's just that I'm going to eat a salad for dinner tonight. Then you go eat a salad for dinner. Now you're starting to build confidence in yourself. You're starting to build trust because you followed through with what you said you were going to do. And I suggest that you do something so small, because when we promise ourselves, hey, I'm going to go to the gym 6 times next week, and you don't fulfill that, now we're back in this cycle. So the key is to setting the smallest of promises to start, to build the confidence to where now I can make bigger promises to myself in the long run over time, after I've already built trust with myself and not let myself down. This is also a big problem with people who lose a lot of weight. So many times people that lose like 50 to 100 pounds, oftentimes the reason they got there was because they kept on perpetuating these lies to themselves, which over time they lost so much self-confidence that they felt trapped and they couldn't get themselves out of the hole. So they take the wrong action over and over and over. And before you know it, now they've gained 100 pounds. When they go to lose this weight, they start building these promises to themselves. They start actually fulfilling their promises. And maybe it's just eating healthier. Maybe it's going to the gym. And these small things add up and they compound. And all of a sudden, now they've lost 100 pounds again. But what happens is the moment that they make one mistake, the moment that they lie to themselves one time, is the moment that everything can crumble. One mistake, one lie, one screw up can take 100 pounds of progress, or whatever that is relative to you in your life. And literally, if you don't catch it, can destroy your self-confidence and revert all the progress that you made over the past year, the past 2 years, the past 5 years. So you have to constantly be walking on eggshells and make sure that you're always having integrity with yourself and make sure that you're always building the self-confidence and fulfilling the promises that you keep to yourself. Fulfilling the promises that you make to yourself, you have to always fulfill those because it is a slippery slope, my friends. The moment you screw up once is the moment that you can lose everything, especially if you don't catch it. So that is what's so important. Another thing I want to dive into real quick is about a story about me and how I built this confidence and began to learn that this is actually what it was. If any of you are in the fitness industry or work out routinely or on a consistent basis, there is a misperception that the more we go work out, the more we work on our bodies, the more confident we'll be. And while that can be somewhat true, the confidence doesn't actually come from changing your body, and that's what most people think. Fitness does not necessarily just build confidence because the way we look at our body and the way we feel about ourselves. That is huge. But fitness, people that are insanely fit and have high self-confidence actually are getting the self-confidence because they set out at the beginning of the week to work out so many times per week, to have a healthy diet. And when they fulfill that in their mind, it's not the body that's giving them the confidence. It's the fact that they fulfilled everything that they said they were going to do for the week. That's where the self-confidence is coming. I feel very great about my body and how I look. Do sometimes I feel a little bit fluffy? Absolutely. Do sometimes I feel like I'm not as shredded as I should be? Absolutely. Do sometimes I feel like I want to be bigger? Absolutely. And everybody's going to go through this. But how I maintain my self-confidence when even I'm not feeling the greatest about my body is that when I set out to do something, I do it. When I set out, when I know that I have to go to the gym 5 days a week, once I tell myself I'm going to do that and I do it, it doesn't matter what my body looks like. I have confidence in me because I'm not breaking my promises. So this is just a misconception that I want to put out there because so many people think that if you're in the gym, you're working out, you got a good body, that's how you get your self-confidence. But that's not the truth. The truth is that it's because people that are insanely fit and dedicated to fitness just fulfill their promises. They do what they said they're going to do. And that's how simple this process is. So I ask you, you need to become aware of this. Many people are not aware of this. Or what happens is when they make these promises, they don't really, when they've let themselves down so many times, it kind of comes just like a second nature thing where they're like, you know what? I didn't follow my diet on Monday. I didn't go to the gym, but there's always next week. And it becomes to be not such a big deal. But if you are self-aware, where you know you've screwed up, where you know you've made these promises, and you are relentless to make sure that you make it right, that is when you build the extreme, the ultimate, the best self-confidence, because you are actually aware that you are breaking something, or you have this sense of, if I break this, I know things are going to spiral downhill for me, so I will do anything, whether it's I have to go to the gym at midnight. And this is not, just remember, this is not all about fitness. This can deal with your personal life and your relationship and your job. This is the metaphor I use because it relates to many, many people in my audience. But just remember, you need to be self-aware when this is happening. And in the moment you feel like you are breaking that trust with yourself, think of it as this. Most people are not willing to let other people down, but they're willing to let themselves down all the time. So let's just say it's a best friend. If you told your best friend you're going to go to dinner with them at 7 p.m., would you call them at 6:30 and be like, you know what? I made other plans. I'm sorry. No, because you don't want to let that person down. When you tell other people, when you give a commitment to other people that you're going to do something, that you're going to be somewhere, that you're going to have something done, you do it. So why the fuck would you do that to yourself? It's a good question, right? Because we're so willing to let ourselves down, but not other people. And that's some shit that you've got to change if you want to change your life. Because self-confidence is so important. It's how we carry ourselves. It's how people trust in us. If we don't trust ourselves, nobody's going to trust you. Self-confidence is such a revolving aspect of life that is so critical that you master, because you have to be able to trust yourself in everything you do, and that perpetuates to everybody else trusting you in return. So the moral of this story is that wherever you're at in your life right now, I want you to take out your notepad and pen and write the areas that you're letting yourself down currently. I want you to write down the areas where you make promises and don't fulfill, you don't deliver to yourself. And then I want you to write down below that, draw a line across, and make yourself three promises for the week, three very small promises for the week. It could be, I'm going to wake up at 7:30 tomorrow. Do something that's easy for you. Do not do something that's difficult. Do not do something to start that is so extreme or demanding of you. Do not do something that you've constantly failed in the past. Just do something that's very easy, write it down, and fulfill that damn promise. And once you do one, I want you to do two. Once you do two, I want you to do five. And then I want you to start challenging yourself. Start challenging yourself in a little bit more difficult things, things that you've struggled with in the past. And I promise you, you can do this for 20, 25, 30 days, and you have unstoppable self-confidence. People will believe in you again. You will believe in yourself again. You will carry yourself differently. Your shoulders will be back. Your head will be upright. You will walk around with not ego, but confidence. So this kind of wraps up everything I wanted to talk about today. I hope it makes sense to you all. I hope you're able to take something from this. But self-confidence is so important, and it starts with believing in ourselves. It starts with having an integrity with what we tell ourselves we're going to do. It starts with having the integrity of doing the right thing with ourselves when nobody's watching, when Instagram's not on, when Facebook isn't around, when your significant other is not in the room. Do you still get up at that 6 o'clock alarm that you promised yourself you'd get up to and get to the gym or go to work, whatever you plan on doing? It's got to be when nobody else is looking that you still do the things that you promise yourself. I hope this was impactful for you guys. It's a real short, sweet, powerful episode. I hope you gained something from this. If you did, as always, please, please, please go leave me a review. Please subscribe. I'm picking up a lot of momentum with my message here, and I want to be able to help more people. And the only way I can do that is for my podcast and my Instagram following to continue to grow so that more people have visibility of me and I can fulfill what I really want to do in this life, and that's to help over 1 million people directly and purposefully and impact their lives in a positive way. So please, please, please leave a review, subscribe to my podcast, follow me on Instagram at Nathan Mansfield. And if you really, really gained value out of this, please share it with a friend. Tag them. You can really just go to the podcast, share episode. There's a button under share episode and send it to a friend who needs help with this, because everybody, including myself, needs help with self-confidence at certain periods of their life. So please share with a friend. That's all I've got for you today. I hope you all have an amazing day. I hope this helps. I hope you go out and crush and build self-confidence and start trusting yourself again.